In the first and only preseason meeting between the two division rivals along the Highway 17 corridor, the Sudbury Wolves prevailed 3-1 over the visiting North Bay Battalion. It didn't matter that it was preseason, the battalion and the Wolves were ready for a chippy contest, and that's exactly what they delivered. Right from the get-go, there were some physical play, with plenty of pushing and shoving after the whistle. But everything was clean, relatively speaking, up until the final 5 minutes of the second period when Ryder Carey was knocked off balance near the end boards by Jaden Connors. Carey then went skates first into the end boards and he looked to be shaken up as he slowly got back to his feet. Coming in to defend him was Yevgeny Dobrotsev, and the newcomer for the battalion delivered a hard check to Connors to exact some revenge. Unfortunately for Dobrotsev, he targeted Connors' back and was called for checking from behind and received a 2-minute minor. Sudbury didn't capitalize on the PP while the troops ended up getting their own shortened power play shortly after, and Carey was back out on the ice for the end of that shift, and the two teams got to the second intermission without any other extracurriculars. Until the very end of the game, after the final whistle, with the Wolves' victory already in hand. There was a big scrum down in the corner that attracted plenty of attention. That's likely the way the majority of the regular season games between these teams will go, especially in tightly contested, low-scoring affairs. The battalion were also missing several regulars, players who have been through the North Bay, Sudbury battles many times in their old careers. Those names included Ethan Prosazin, Liram Amidovsky, Shamar Moses, Bronson Ride, and Mike McKiver. Prosazin and McKiver are heading to Anaheim Ducks camp. Amidovsky is skating with the Minnesota Wild, and the Florida Panthers are welcoming Shamar Moses. Meantime, defenseman Ride is joining the Vegas Golden Knights. All have been drafted except McKiver and Ride, who are free agent invitees. Sudbury opened the scoring less than 2 minutes into the game. 2024 third-round draft pick, number 54, Henry Doucet took advantage of the battalion not being able to hold the puck inside the Wolves' zone. Battalion defender Carter Kunopaski had the puck skip by him at the blue line, and Doucet raced down the wing, took control just behind the North Bay blue line, and got his shot by the blocker of Charlie Larocque on the first shot of the game, for his first goal of the preseason at 1:59. Larocque looked more locked in on the next couple of shots as the battalion were trying to kill off an early penalty. The Kanata, Ontario native, made three stops during the penalty kill, and it also led to a brief shorthanded scoring chance for the troops, but they did not convert and stayed down by a goal but killed off the penalty. That lead expanded to 2-0 at 10:18 when the Wolves capitalized off some nifty puck movement through the neutral zone that caught the troops' defense on their back foot. Vladimir Provorov, too, flipped the puck to Hudson Chitteroni behind the battalion blue line, then cut to his right side to get around one defender. Provorov, who was Sudbury's second-round pick in 2025, then slid in on the backside of the play, and Chitteroni, who had 16 assists and 25 points last season with the Wolves, set him up with a perfect pass to which Provorov redirected into the back of the North Bay net. It was just over 3 minutes into the second period when Inat Pazzi, 3, got the battalion on the board. The third-year forward from Kharkiv, Ukraine, is expected to be a major part of the offensive equation this season, and through his first 5 preseason games he has 2 multi-point contests. His third of the preseason came off a play where Pazzi set up on the right side of the Wolves' zone, and with a couple of linemates looking to crash the net, Pazzi sniped a shot that made its way over the shoulder of Sudbury goaltender Finn Marshall to cut the lead in half 2-1. Nobody was able to score in the third period until Blake Clayton, 1, scored at 18:53 on the empty net. Larocque made 16 saves on 18 shots in the loss. North Bay get right back on the ice tomorrow, Saturday, afternoon, as part of the battalion's FanFest event. FanFest starts at noon outside Bort Longyear Memorial Gardens. It is a free event for fans, while tickets to the game against Owen Sound will be on sale. Fans can bring non-perishable food donations to support the North Bay Food Bank and get a chance to spin the wheel to win battalion prizes. The game against Owen Sound will be the final preseason tune-up for the troops, who host the Oshawa Generals in their season opener on Thursday, September 18.